Kyle Bolette crouches low to inspect the spinach plant on the bottom shelf of his hydroponic garden. He picks a deep green leaf and munches on it.
Oh, wow. That's why I have a spinach sandwich.
Water rushes through the pipes, and fans whir as Bolette points out a new product.
So we've got our new experiment here. We've got bare root strawberry plants, and Jake and Amy are rinsing them off because they're kind of dirty. We don't want that dirt in our hydroponic system. So they're rinsing them off, and then they're planting them in here. We're just going to start with a row. If they work, we'll plant more.
Bolette Family Farms is something of an experiment itself. They're mastering hydroponic technology, testing different plant varieties, and now they're trying out a new business model. In November, they began selling to grocery stores in Dillingham, but Bolette says that after a few months, it became clear that model wasn't sustainable for his produce.
It's not as fibrous, so the stalks break a little easier and the leaves are a little thinner. It is ultra fresh, but you sort of have to take care of it in certain ways to keep it fresh. So I think that was somewhat of a challenge in the stores, you know, because they're looking to get stuff in there and then keep it out until it sells. And if it doesn't sell for a while, it becomes hard to maintain.
When grocery stores stopped buying their greens, the Blacks decided to try something new.
I guess we started out with kind of the mindset that we would be replacing the produce in the stores. That's not how I look at it anymore. The way I look at it is we're providing a whole new line of produce. So we're developing that market for our new produce.
Last week, Bolette Family Farms began selling shares of their harvest. $40 a week buys a share of 10 units a week. A unit is something like an ounce of basil or a head of greens.
People just come by twice a week and pick the stuff they want. You know, if you want a head of lettuce, you point at the one you want and pick it for you. If you want some spinach, we'll snip it off for you and bag it up. If you want some herbs, we'll, you know, cut it right there. So everybody's getting everything ultra fresh. I mean, essentially what we're trying to offer people is, you know, year-round fresh, custom-grown produce.
Initially, they're offering 5 subscriptions. So far, 4 people have signed on. Once the new system is well established, Bolette anticipates that their growing capacity will allow them to sell 20 or 30 shares. They also want to continue providing fresh greens to the Dillingham City School District during the year. In a place where many people already eat off the land, collecting and preserving fish and game and berries, Bolette sees this hydroponic farm as one more opportunity to eat locally year-round. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.